Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. The Huron County jury convicted Russell Alexander Copa, 77, of fourth-degree child abuse following an incident at the Bad Axe Walmart where he placed floor cleaner in a three-year-old child's mouth and on the child's face. Security video and witness testimony confirmed that Copa opened a bottle of Murphy's concentrated cleaning product, dipped his finger in it, and then made contact with the child's mouth and facial area as the child shopped with family. A Walmart employee witnessed the act and notified police. Copa denied the allegations, claiming he was only implying the act, but was found guilty after the jury reviewed evidence. He was acquitted of a separate count of witness intimidation related to the subsequent verbal encounter with the reporting employee. At sentencing, Copa received a 30-day jail sentence with credit for one day served. When the sentence was announced, he said he was innocent and he declared he would not go to jail and resisted cooperating with deputies before being taken into custody. State Representative Greg Alexander praised the state's decision to issue a default notice to Goshen Incorporated after the company failed to meet the requirements of a state-funded incentive agreement for an electric vehicle battery plant near Big Rapids. The project, originally described as a $2.4 billion investment expected to bring over 2,000 jobs, was supported by $175 million in taxpayer incentives approved in 2023, but has faced little progress and growing local opposition. Alexander argued the outcome represents a victory for Michigan taxpayers, highlighting flaws in corporate welfare deals and underscoring calls for more economic development reform, transparency, and accountability in incentive programs. According to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, none of the major state grants have been distributed, and officials will seek to recover more than $20 million spent in land purchases. The failure was attributed to project delays, lawsuits, requests for additional funding, and resistance from the community, which ultimately led to the plan's collapse. And with Halloween approaching, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is reminding pet owners to take precautions to keep their animals safe during the festivities. The agency advises against giving pets candy, especially those containing chocolate, xylitol, or raisins, which can be toxic. It also recommends providing a quiet space away from trick-or-treaters, ensuring pets wear proper identification, and keeping decorations, cords, and candles out of reach. State veterinarian Nora Winland emphasized that Halloween can be stressful for animals and encouraged owners to consider their comfort. MDARD further suggests introducing pets to costumes ahead of time and ensuring any pet attire fits safely without restricting movement or posing choking hazards. And speaking of Halloween, Huron County's Halloween trick-or-treating is all going to be on Friday, October 31st. Bad Axe and Kindy is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Bayport, Caseville, Fairhaven, Port Austin, and Sebewing are all from 5 to 7 p.m. Harbor Beach is 4:30 to 6 p.m. Pigeon and Ubley are 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. When we come back after the Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever heating solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skill. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, and your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shetler's Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, NASA confirmed its latest lunar probe completed a successful round of experiments ahead of a scheduled moon landing next year. Engineers say the craft has sent back valuable data on lunar surface conditions. The agency plans to integrate findings into upcoming missions. Public interest in space exploration remains high, with events streamed worldwide. NASA officials praise international cooperation in this endeavor. Final mission launch dates will be announced soon. And when we come back after this Tri-County equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Are you in the market for a new tractor? Now's the time to thank John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Huge savings and low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Now's the perfect time to save big on a new John Deere compact utility tractor with 0% financing up to 84 months. That's right, no matter the size, John Deere has the tractor for you. Select 1E, 2R, and 3D compact tractors are available with 0% financing for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 72 months on the 1025R compact utility tractor. John Deere Select Hero 1023E, 3025D, 3025E, and 4044M tractors are 0% financing for 84 months. These offers are only valid till November 2nd, 2025. So visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Australian wildlife officials are expanding habitat protections for endangered marsupials after new population surveys. Conservation efforts are being praised by environmental organizations. The government committed additional funding for scientific study and land management. Citizens are encouraged to participate in local restoration projects. Tourist sites have been updated with educational resources. Reporting on the initiative will continue quarterly. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.